So, be careful what you say around the kids. Enjoy your Thanksgiving and be thankful. It reminds me of a singing group of young children. They've got a song called Thankful. Let's hear that song. Let's get that thankful Holy Spirit in our being and let it come out. Thankful. Let's play that song.
To think about the goodness of the Lord. He gives me everything I need and so much more. So I just want to lift my hands and say that I love Him. I just want to lift my heart in praise. And I want to be thankful. I want to be grateful. I want to remember everything that the Lord has done. I want to be thankful. I want to be grateful. I want to be, I want to be, I want to be. I like to think about the goodness of the Lord. He gives me everything I need and so much more. So I just want to lift my hands and say that I love Him. I just want to lift my heart in praise.
We've got a grateful God. You say, well, God doesn't have to be grateful for anything. He owns everything. That's true. But God's gratefulness comes out as He showers His love and blessings upon us. And so as we prepare for Thanksgiving, I want us to turn to Romans 1:29. And the point I want to make is that Thanksgiving is the expression of God's love. When God says thank you, well, how does God say thank you? By showering His love and His grace and His mercy on us. You see, because Thanksgiving is the expression of God's love. He didn't have to give you all those turkeys or make a way on your job to buy a turkey or a gift from somebody else to give you a turkey. And then a beautiful fall to maybe we want to put that turkey in what they call a, I forget what they call it, but they roast that turkey, and boy, is it tender. I look forward to having one of those fried turkeys, I think they're called. But the wrath of God, verse 18, the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness. You don't want your, I don't want our Thanksgiving as a family to be godlessness. In other words, minus the Lord and a whole bunch of football games. Nothing wrong with him and the team. I'm for them. Whoever your favorite team is or the basketball team or whatever. But we want to eat. We eat that turkey, and then the enzymes and the vitamins, all that's in that turkey. See, when I get to explaining the turkey, you don't want to eat it. But it's in your stomach just feeding your system. And you can't stay awake because there's something naturally in that turkey that just keeps you. What happened? Oh, so-and-so won? Oh, why didn't you wake me up? It's more than having, something to drink. Here I've got a nice cup of apple juice. But it's more than drinking that apple juice and enjoying it. God has given us everything to enjoy. God wants us to really experience life, his life, to the full. The wrath of God, though, is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness. Is God in your thanksgiving? Otherwise, the wrath of God is being revealed, possibly, for you from heaven. A wake-up call. Oh, wake up, wake up. Oh, well, who won? Now, wake up, wake up. What about me? What about me and your thanksgiving? What about you sharing with others who have less than you this thanksgiving? You see, because thanksgiving is the expression of God's love. That's who he is and what he is. God is a thanksgiving God. He gives. He praises. He worships. Well, who does he worship? Worship, you can't go any higher than God. But worship can overflow from God. You ever see a waterfall or what do you call it? Go to a water.
Niagara Falls.
Yeah, Niagara Falls, or I'm talking about you have this fountain that's going up and overflowing. You ever been to a place like that and you've seen it just overflowing? That's how we should be. God's love and his mercy and his grace in us should overflow to others. Where they say, wow, I'm thankful to have met that person. That they are different once they leave in a relationship with you, whether it's a meal, whether it's just a neighbor saying hello. There's a blessing there that has overflowed out of your heart. Because, see, thanksgiving has to come from the heart. It's not just, oh, thank you, Lord. You know, give God a high five and you're on your way. No, you're enraptured with God. You're in love with God. And his love in you overflows to other people. And they say, boy, something different about that person. See, God wants us to love like him. The wrath of God, though, is being revealed against mankind. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all godlessness. You take God out of it, it's less. You bring God into whatever situation and you worship and honor him, it's going to be greater. It's veiled, being revealed from heaven. Wouldn't you like to have a heavenly Thanksgiving? Everybody getting along, everybody happy. But it doesn't come from self-centeredness. It comes from being like God. God is love. And our thanksgiving should echo the love of God. Thanksgiving in us and through us, the grace of God, the love of God coming out of us, the mercy of God sends out an echo that echoes through your family, echoes through your community, on your job. That's what God wants us to be and do. And we can, by and through his Holy Spirit. Let me go on. The goodness and wickedness of men. I'm sorry. The godlessness and the wickedness of men who. Something, I can't read that. I'm getting old. Look at this. You know what it is? Oh, there you are. It's my magnifying glass. He said, why don't you just get some more powerful glasses? Well, they don't have enough power to fill a lens. But imagine me going around like with two of these things up no, that won't work. That won't work. So let me just focus in. Watch this. Watch this now. Verse 19. Since what may be known about God is plain to them. God makes himself plain. The wickedness of men suppress it. Suppress the truth by their wickedness. Since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain. It's as plain as day that God is love. Amen? It is plain as night. With some sunglasses. With some, lamps. It's plain that God is a gracious God. He's a merciful God. He doesn't deal with us as our sins deserve. If God gave to me, a punishment for every wrong thing I did or every wrong thing you've done, we wouldn't exist. But thanksgiving is a way to express God's love and mercy and grace to others as we fellowship with him. Verse 20, for since the creation of the world, way back from the beginning, the invisible qualities, what I've been talking to you about is invisible qualities of grace, of love, of mercy, not of, you know, turkey bones and not of, oh boy, that pecan pie. You say, Pastor, you've gone to eating and left off preaching. I got to get back to it. Thank you for reminding me. But we're talking about some very deep things, very wonderful things. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen. You've seen it. Being understood from what was or what has been made, so that men, women, human beings are without excuse. We see the goodness of God, but we don't give it back to him. We don't pay it back through praise, through worship, through trusting him. Verse 21. For although they knew God, there's not a single person in the world that doesn't know God. They don't believe in him. They don't trust in him. But they know. And people say, well, I don't buy that, you know, God stuff. You know, there is no God. They're just talking. They know deep inside because God has revealed it to them. Let's read that again. Verse 21. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God, but gave, and notice this, nor gave thanks to him. How important is giving thanks? It is on the God level. Because thanksgiving is expression of God's love, God's mercy, God's grace. Read that again, verse 21. Look at this when you go home. Study this. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God. See, it has to do with the glory. Nor gave thanks to him. Thanks be to God for the things that he has done. Every drop of air that I breathe and exhale comes from the Lord. Every swallow. Every tear. Every smile. Everything comes from the Lord. And we should thank him because, you see, grace and thanksgiving go together. Thanksgiving echoes grace because it has to do, as the name says, thanks and giving. Both of those are positive words. Thanksgiving echoes the grace of God. You want to show others the grace, the unmerited pardon, the love, the all in all from God? Thank them. Be thankful to others. In everything, give thanks. You know what the difference is between a heathen and a Christian? It's the way you had to go heathen on us, Pastor. I didn't call you no heathen. I said the difference. You're fussing with myself. The difference between an unbeliever, that's more sophisticated, we can accept that. The difference between an unbeliever, okay, and someone who is a believer, that person is gracious. You see, thanksgiving echoes. Yodel, yodel, and it goes on through the grace of God. Thanksgiving expresses God's love by the way we treat people. Thanksgiving expresses God's love to people. Oh, I didn't know you noticed that. I want to thank you for the little gift, the little note, the little encouragement you gave me on the job. I already quit this job and blah, blah, blah. I just want to thank you for your word of encouragement. In little things, we can make a big difference. God's love and grace, his grace and love and his mercy is echoed through our thankfulness. People notice that you're thankful because you thank them about all kinds of things, little things and big things. And it says, that person really cares about me. That person really loves me. And there's nothing more powerful than love. These are just a few things that can make a big difference in your thanksgiving. It's not about you. It's about God through you. And as God is echoed, his grace is echoed through you, others are blessed and you are blessed. And what if, as I said, what a wonderful world it could be if we followed and we live the grace and the love of God. The difference between a believer and a non-believer is that a believer is thankful because they understand and they are inspired by God to give grace to others, to echo God's love. Let's do that this Thanksgiving. Let's let people experience the love of God through your gratefulness for them, through your thankfulness. Oh, thank you for opening the card. Oh, thank you for thinking about me. Thank you for asking about my parents or da-da-da-da-da-da. Let's do that. Father, we thank you for your love and grace. We thank you for your mercy. We just pray that the things preached here, they can make a difference in our lives, in the lives of neighbors and coworkers. Help us, Lord. We need your grace and mercy. And let us rejoice this Thanksgiving by giving thanks. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And now it is the blessed gift from God, of God giving himself to us in the Lord's Supper. You say, what do you mean, Pastor? I thought it was the bread and the wine. It is the bread and the wine. And it is in and through the bread and the wine, the body and the blood of Jesus, that his grace, oh, wow. If it was not for the grace of God, all of us would not exist. If it wasn't for his mercy in light of our sins, where we have fallen short, that we'd be alive at all. But we serve a loving God, a thanksgiving. I look at the bread and the wine. I look at communion as a form of thanksgiving. For we thank God for his body that he sacrificed. His nail-pierced hands, the spear in his side. And we give you thanks, Lord, for giving your life for a wretch like me. Amazing grace. Amazing. We thank you, Lord, for the wine that points us to the reality of your life, your blood. For the life is in the blood. And you gave your blood for us. You gave your last breath for us, our sinners. We thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for your great sacrifice. Now, as we eat of your blood, and as we drink of your blood, we just ask that you would let us experience the reality of that. And we praise you and we thank you for your body and your blood and for dying and being raised again for sinners like us. Thank you, Lord. And do bless it as we eat and we sing. In Jesus' name, amen. the song, "Thank You, Jesus." This is a Thanksgiving meal. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the blood. In Jesus' name, we praise you. There's no greater name than Jesus. Amen.
Was rich, I remember who I was. I was lost, I was blind, I was running out of time. Sin separated, the breach was far too wide. But from the far side of the chasm, you held me in your sight. So you made a way across the great divide. Left behind heaven's throne to build it here inside. And there at the cross you paid the debt I owe. Broke my chains, freed my soul. For the first time I for the blood applied. Thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life. Brought me from the darkness into glorious light. Took my place, laid inside my tomb of sin. You were buried for 3 days, but then you walked right out again. And now death has no sting, and life has no end. glorious light. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Was the blood applied? Glory.